With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. The city of Santa Cruz's plan to house the homeless this winter didn't work out. Now it's shutting down the outdoor River Street camp, and the homeless people who live there are trying to figure out where to go. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Donnell Hunsaker unzips the front door of her tent, revealing a cot and personal belongings inside.
It looks like a bedroom. Looks just like my bedroom would be.
Her tent is one of about 50 at the River Street Homeless Camp. It's located in a dirt lot near the Tannery Arts Center. The camp is completely enclosed by a metal fence. Once bright prayer flags hanging above the entrance have faded. The city of Santa Cruz opened the temporary camp in March. Now it's closing it by the end of this month.
I'm sad, I'm very sad, and I'm scared because this was safety. I've had lots of things happen out there that are unsafe for females, especially my age range.
The 47-year-old says before here, she was living in a tent, sometimes on the streets and sometimes in the forest.
I've had my tent blown up, caught on fire. Everything I owned, it was set on fire.
People are anxious, they're nervous, some people are terrified.
Adam Carruthers is program manager of River Street Camp. He says the camp drew homeless people who don't normally stay in shelters. The camp had looser rules. People could stay 24/7. No packing up to leave in the morning. That offered stability. Campers got their own tents, providing some privacy. They could bring pets and get jobs to help run the shelter. The camp also provided supportive services. It helped 23 homeless people move on to more permanent situations, from sober living programs to transitional housing.
I really hope that people nationwide, statewide, take this as a positive example, that this is a good model.
But the outdoor camp can't survive the winter. Santa Cruz had planned to replace it with another temporary shelter, an indoor one that followed that same model. But the city says that didn't happen because of community opposition over its location. Susie O'Hara works for the city and helped set up River Street Camp. She's been trying to secure that second site.
We hear from just about everybody that there has to be a solution and that we have to come to that eventually. But when you get to the conversation about where that solution should be sited, we do run into challenges.
Without a location for an indoor shelter, the city is recommending the Salvation Army-run winter shelter program at the VFW in Live Oak. That's an overnight-only shelter. Doors open daily around 5:30 in the evening, and everyone has to be out by 7:30 the next morning. It will offer 60 beds. That's enough space to house everyone at River Street Camp, but resident Donnell Hunsaker says it's not easy to pack up and leave every morning. She says she probably won't go.
Well, that's a daily thing. You gotta show up at a certain time. Whoa, that's not this. I have no plan, I have nowhere to go. So I'm back to the square one.
Although the city didn't establish an indoor shelter this winter, it hasn't given up on that idea. It's still working to find a location. In Santa Cruz, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.